Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with this kitab, Islamic Social Etiquettes, the Etiquettes of the Masjid. Point number 7, do not become involved in any worldly activity. Do not become involved in any worldly activity. Example, buying, selling, worldly meeting in the masjid. For a person when he comes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's very important that our intention is solely to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama explain, when we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are multiple intentions. The intention should be, I'm coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform my salah in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to meet the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah. Sometimes a person may have the intention, I'm going to a certain masjid to meet somebody for a meeting, or to drop a parcel, or to pick up a parcel. So this is not ikhlas and sincerity. I'm not going to the masjid to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have some other niyat. So although I might have some work over there, but then to just correct my intention. That my primary intention is I'm going there to the house of Allah to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, whatever other work I do have, then I will do that. But the primary intention is very, very important. I'm going firstly to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the deeni intentions. So this buying, selling and worldly meetings in the masjid is not permissible. If a person has to also pay someone some money or pick up a parcel, it should be done outside the masjid area proper. Number 8, do not enter the masjid without wudu. As far as possible, make wudu at home. This also was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. That wudu used to be made at home in the time of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. Then the system of making wudu began in the masjid. That also was for the travelers. For that person who makes wudu at home, then the reward is for that person more or less, as if he's donned the haram, is proceeding to the haram for hajj. Every step he gets, now he'll get reward, as if now he's on his way to the haram. Number 9, be dressed properly and respectfully when coming to the masjid. Some people enter with t-shirts, denims and other disrespectful modes of dress. This is highly disrespectful and a violation of the sanctity of the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For us to understand also, this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a dress code. There is a dress code. Like how we have in our worldly places also, there is a dress code. Dress formal, informal, casual. The house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way that will go down in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the only way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very halim. Very forbearant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook that now there is a dress code, how I want my slave. And this ulama explained for us to make mudhakara that we are the real slaves of Allah. I have no choice in any matter. When it comes to given choice, ulama explained Allah ta'ala has given us some management skills in our life. Management skills. Or some management that we can manage our affairs. But besides that, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholly and solely. From head to toe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us our entire existence. I understand this now, that really I don't have a choice in anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already sketched out a way of life that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how Allah ta'ala wants me to come to the masjid, accordingly to the grade that I wear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open His treasures for me also. I come in a manner that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is said that any amal we do, any ibadat we do in such a way that pleases Allah. One is I can do it as I want it. I've performed my salah, I've done my hajj, I've done my umrah, I've given my zakat, but how did you do it? They do it in a manner now that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I can read my salah anyhow as I want to. And ya Allah, you just accept it as I have done it. So I have to persevere in such a way now that I do my ibadat such a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to the dress code also, we know the satar for a man, for the Hanafi is from below the navel to below the knee. These are the limitations, the borders. We don't live on the borders. When it comes to the satar and covering a person, the more we cover, this is more respectable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Find the sunnah dress of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that from the bottom coming up, that way also the satar was covered, the awra, the private area, and from the top coming down. So double covering. And the kurta also that was worn by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it came halfway of his calf, his shin. When he came to his pants, also from the bottom coming up, also halfway the shin. So the main private area is double covered. This is the mizaj and temperament of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he comes to tight-fitting clothing in the masjid, here also fuqaha explained to this salah in such clothing that the body shape can be noticed. This is makruh, the salah is makruh, meaning is disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to dress in this manner. So it should be loose-fitting clothing. Together with that, when it comes to exposing the elbows also in salah, this to fuqaha say, jurors say, this is also disliked. This shows disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the elbow should be covered in salah. Like how we have now, as I mentioned, we have formal dress, how you should dress and come. To go to a formal gathering with informal or casual clothing, you'll be looked down upon. In the same way in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to dress correctly. Yes, if you are in a working place, there is a dress code over there, we have to dress certain way that I am working. At least carry a kurta in the, or a jubba in the car, that I'm entering now the royal court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how I should be entering. Entering like a slave. And we mentioned also last week that if we cannot get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where will I get it? Therefore I should be dressed like a slave of Allah, entering the royal court of Allah, sitting like a slave of Allah, making dua in my heart, Ya Allah, give me your one nazar and glance of your love and ma'rifat, your one glance of your rahmat and your mercy, enshroud me in it. When it comes to the masturat and when it comes to the ladies also, here very importantly when it comes to the fajr salah, that usually now they will wake up in the morning with their sleeping dress or the pyjamas. You also just to put on a burqa, ulama explained this is also disrespectful, you should put on a cloak at least on top of that. Put on an abaya, or put on a gown on top of the pyjama. That now I'm standing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they should be dressed correctly. When it comes to bringing murat and animate pictures on a person's clothing in the masjid, this is also not acceptable. We know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the malaika of rahmah don't enter that place wherein they are tasawir. They are pictures of animate objects or there is a dog. At one time the masajid were free of this. So there was guarantee that the malaika of rahmah are coming into the masjid. This way I can get the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But now with a certain type of brand names, we know what brand names they are around there. Different animal pictures on a person's jacket, on his socks, etc. Then even in the masjid, Allah knows best, now the malaika won't enter the masjid also. They can't come in here because they are animate pictures in people's clothing. So here also should be very, very careful when it comes to our attire in the masjid. That I'm wearing these things flagrantly, not afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are not acceptable. When it comes to our children also, type of clothes we buy for them, that the animate objects on them. And here fuqaha have mentioned also, the jurists, that when it comes to an animate object, there should be no face whatsoever. Some people feel now there is no eyes, and there is no mouth, there is no nose, but there is a face. But then to a living object lives with a face, whether you can see the features or not. So it should be totally inanimate, in the sense now there is no face whatsoever, it's cut off. Not just a face, but this is cut off completely, this is the safest thing. So my salah can be correct and I can draw from the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give us understanding, inshaAllah.